All right, welcome back inside our Proactive Newsroom. And joining me now is Alex Pernin, the CEO of Star Royalties. And Alex, it's good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm well, Steve. Thank you. How are you?
Good. So a really significant announcement out from the company today, announcing that you've put together a wholly owned pure green subsidiary called Green Star Royalties. So first off, give me sort of a bit of an overview about what Green Star Royalties is.
Sure. So as you said, we're thrilled to announce our wholly owned and pure green subsidiary, Green Star Royalties, and at the same time, the world's first carbon negative gold royalty platform. I've spoken to this previously, and over the last year or so, we've recognized several reoccurring themes that have led us to this point. One is that investors are more interested in green, and that's partly due to a major increase in ESG investing and partly due to our novel business model. Two, the green business model is immensely scalable. Three, there's limited to no competition when creating new carbon offset royalties. And four, the investment returns to date are meaningfully superior with green royalties than with precious metals ones. So with that, our goal with Green Star is to leverage our first mover advantage and to accelerate the growth of our pure green portfolio. The plan going forward is simple. The team will continue to build the precious metals portfolio and at the same time grow Green Star privately until it reaches critical mass. At that point, we'd look to realize value for our shareholders through a go public event to create a publicly traded ESG dedicated pure green royalty and streaming company. And we think that will do very well in the market. In the meantime, shareholders will get exposure to a serious rise in carbon credit prices, where in the next decade alone, compliance carbon pricing in Canada is expected to more than quadruple. And the voluntary carbon market is expected to increase by 150 times. They'll get exposure to our pipeline of high return North American opportunities that we're looking to transact on starting in the coming weeks. And ultimately, this is all re-rating potential for Star Royalties, because those growing ESG funds that I just mentioned have limited investment opportunities to allocate their funds to. So all this to say, we're launching Green Star at the right place and at the right time.
Yeah, Alex, maybe you can give me an overview, a bit of carbon negative, the gold platform, what exactly that means so everyone kind of understands it a bit more.
Yeah, another huge benefit of Green Star, and it's something that we're very proud of, is our mission statement to be a carbon negative company by 2023. It's really exciting because it's not a concept, it's already built into our portfolio. So we'll be offering investors gold exposure with a negative carbon footprint. What this means is that our existing and future carbon offset projects under Green Star will more than offset our direct CO2 emissions from corporate activities and any attributable CO2 emissions that are sourced from our gold equivalent ounces. There's some great visuals in our presentation, so I recommend those watching and listening to have a look at the website. But what those visuals highlight is what we expect to be net reducing. That's the opposite of emitting. So we'll be net reducing more than 3,000 tons of CO2 annually starting in 2023. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. This net reduction number I'm talking about will expand into the hundreds of thousands and eventually into the millions on the back of future green investments. And it's critical to understand this. Most mining companies are targeting to decarbonize and be carbon neutral by 2050 or sooner. That's understandable because it's difficult to do. What we're looking to do is not only be carbon neutral, but be carbon negative in 2 years from now. And going forward, be increasingly more and more carbon negative. So not only are we looking to offset our company's direct emissions, but we're going even further by considering the mining operations direct emissions that we have royalties on, and we're accounting for our economic split of those emissions. No other company that we're aware of is thinking this way, and we expect the investor response to this will be very positive.
Okay, so now you've made the announcement about Green Star Royalties and it's happening. What's the sort of the next steps?
Well, I've mentioned our pipeline, and the stage of our pipeline as it is another major competitive advantage for us. And we've been reviewing green opportunities for more than a year. So we're well ahead of everyone else when it comes to where to invest in the green space. Over that timeline, we've built a partnership with the largest environmental and carbon offset project developer in the US. That alone is huge because we're coming in as an innovative capital provider to complement their business, their decades of experience, their relationships. We're also discussing with a strategic capital partner to bring in their capital for future green deals. That would allow us to grow more quickly without having to issue STAR royalties equity. It would also validate everything we're doing. In terms of what's next, we're currently reviewing several opportunities, and we're really excited about our regenerative agriculture initiative. This would be about American farmers converting to sustainable farming practices. This opportunity would generate the highest quality carbon credits on the voluntary market. It's novel, it's high return, it's got significant upside on top of that. It's massively scalable, just given the enormous amount of US farmland, and there's obviously the potential for Canadian farming deals in the future. So all I can say further is stay tuned, and we'll hopefully speak on this news relatively soon.
All right. Well, super interesting and a really great initiative, obviously, for the company, but more importantly, for the planet as well. So, Alex, thank you so much. Great to see you again.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. There's Alex Pernin, the CEO of STAR Royalties.